For more than a century, the 520,000-acre Wagoner Ranch has been an inseparable part of the culture and fabric of the Red River Country west of Wichita Falls, and of Texas itself. It is the nation's biggest ranch within the confines of a single fence, a spread so vast that it extends across 6 counties and covers more than 800 square miles. On the map of Texas, it appears as a great emptiness south of Vernon, occupied only by the thin strip of U.S. 183/283. From the highway, its pastures seem timeless and impregnable. And so they were for 100 years and more. Then, 12 years ago, the two branches of the Wagoner family that controlled the W.T. Wagoner estate, which in turn controls the ranch, locked themselves in a lawsuit no one can win. One side wants the ranch divided equally, but otherwise left intact. The other wants to sell the ranch and divide the assets. It seems inconceivable that they can't agree on a compromise. Both families are already fabulously wealthy, though the wealth is in the land rather than their pockets. But selling the ranch, or worse still, permitting the court to liquidate it, would cost both sides dearly in taxes and prestige. Why do they fight on? The answer lies in the rich and rowdy heritage of the Wagoner clan. Bickering and backstabbing have been a way of life in the family. It is as much a part of the legacy as horses, cattle, oil, opulent mansions, divorces, and drunken sprees. By all rights, the Wagoner Ranch ought to be the equal of the King Ranch in Texas lore. Both ranches once covered more than 1 million acres. Both were famous for breeding, the King Ranch for Santa Gertrudis cattle, the Wagoner Ranch for cutting horses. But the difference is that the cattle barons of the King Ranch led private, almost secretive lives, running their empire themselves and living on the land, while the Wagoners turned their ranch over to professionals, moved away, and pursued flamboyance. As a consequence, the King Ranch scions moved comfortably in elite Texas social, political, and business circles, while the Wagoners never achieved the same degree of prominence. So it was the King Ranch whose legend was set down for posterity by the distinguished Texas author Tom Lee, while the Wagoners' escapades were left to be recorded by the English author John Bainbridge. A few passages in his 1960 book called The Super Americans, about the excesses of Texas's oil millionaires. Yet the Wagoner Ranch has outlasted its South Texas rival in one respect. It is still under the direct control of its founding family. But for how much longer? That's what folks in Vernon, Electra, Seymour, and other towns near the Wagoner Ranch are asking as they watch one of Texas's greatest ranching empires teeter on the brink of disintegration. It's like watching the death of a huge and magnificent animal. People can't bear to look, yet they're powerless to turn away. All during the spring and summer of 2003, they talked of little else. How could things have spun so wildly out of control?